It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 7. We're going to begin reading with the 10th verse today, Joshua chapter 7, verse 10. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over on 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. We get right into the study. We don't take much time for introductions or anything. We're just right to the study because the Word of God is where the power and the strength will be found. Joshua chapter 7, verse 10. The Lord said unto Joshua, "Get thee up, wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face? Israel hath sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. For they have taken away the accursed thing, and have also stolen and dissembled also, and they have put it even among their own stuff. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemy, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you any more, except you destroy the accursed from among you. Up, sanctify the people, and say, sanctify yourselves against the morrow, for thus saith the Lord God of Israel, there is an accursed thing in the midst of thee, O Israel. Thou canst not stand before thine enemies until ye take away the accursed thing from among you. In the morning, therefore, ye shall be brought according to your tribe, and it shall be that the tribe which the Lord taketh shall come according to the families thereof, and the family which the Lord shall take shall come by households, and the household which the Lord shall take shall come man by man. And it shall be that he that is taken from the accursed thing shall be burnt with fire, and he and all that he hath, because he hath transgressed the covenant of the Lord, and because he shall wrought folly in Israel." So Joshua rose up early in the morning, and brought Israel by their tribes, and the tribe of Judah was taken. And he brought the family of Judah, and he took the family of Zerahites, and he brought the family of Zerahites man by man, and Zebdi was taken. And he brought his household man by man, and Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, and the tribe of Judah was taken. And Joshua said to Achan, "My son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now what thou hast done. Hide it not from me." And Achan answered Joshua, and said, "Indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus have I done. And when I saw among the spoils of goodly Babylonish garment, and 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them, and took them, and behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it." Joshua sent messengers, and they ran into the tent, and behold, it was hid in his tent, and the silver under it. And they took them out of the midst of the tent, and brought them unto Joshua, and unto all the children of Israel, and laid them out before the Lord. Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan the son of Zerah, and the silver, and the garment, and the wedge of gold, and his sons, and his daughters, and his oxen, and his asses, and his sheep, and his tent, and all that he had, and they brought them unto the valley of Achor. Joshua said, "Why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day." And all Israel stoned him with stones, and burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. And they raised over him a great heap of stones until this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger, wherefore the name of the place was called the Valley of Achor unto this day. Now let's go to the Lord in prayer after we've read that rest of the seventh chapter. Father, we just thank and praise you that we can come today and enjoy this time of fellowship. We thank you for your word. We realize that the only place that we can experience your strength and your power is in your word and with your word. So please, dear Lord, today, just lead us, and just guide us, and touch each one of our hearts. First of all, dear Father, we must know you as our Savior. We must be born again. If we have not come by faith to you and been saved, dear Father, there's just no chance. No chance at all. You're the only way, the way, the truth, and the life. No other way except through the Son, your Son, the Lord Jesus, to get to you, dear Father, and to have fellowship with you and have your sins forgiven and be in wonderful fellowship. So please, dear Lord, today needs to be the day that everyone that's listening will recognize that they need a personal relationship, dear Father, with your Son, the Lord Jesus. And by having that personal relationship, knowing him, loving him, serving him, that then they will be able to know and love and serve you, dear Father. We call for the Holy Spirit to come and touch the hearts today. Grow those that are saved and save those that are lost. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. This is quite a time here. And as we find that they have went to against Jericho and had a great victory, and then they turned and went against Ai, thinking that it was going to be nothing, and they came back whipped. And when they came back defeated, they could not understand why, and Joshua could not understand why, and they had made a decision that when they'd went up to look at Ai, that it was so small and so, not armed and walled like Jericho. It didn't seem that they had the army, things like that. It says, we just about 3,000 soldiers. That's all it's going to take. It's not going to take any more than that, about 3,000 soldiers. Let's just go and take it, and that'll be the size of it. They were had immediately gained some pride and did not take into consideration that the Lord is the one that had done it the first time with Jericho. And when they got to Ai, Ai is no different. Big or little, it doesn't matter. If you don't take the Lord with you, you're going to come back defeated. And that's exactly what happened. They came back defeated. And Joshua rent his clothes and fell upon the earth, and the elders of Israel did the same. And Joshua said, "Alas, O Lord God, wherefore hast thou all this brought this people over Jordan to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us?" You know, it just seems like that was kind of what the people continued to say. Joshua, it seems as though that he'd kind of fell down and collapsed here awful quick, because, you know, the other people, the Israelites, they would come and say the same thing to Moses, but there was murmuring all the time. But here, why, it's the leadership. It's Joshua that says, you know, why didn't you just let us die back in the wilderness, or die back in Egypt, or, you know, why'd you bring us this far just to kill us? Well, it's told here in the very beginning what had happened. In that first verse tells us who had stolen this accursed thing. We have the specifics here in just a little bit of what that was. Well, Joshua, he laid him his face down on the ground, and the Lord says, "Just get up, Joshua. Let's face the fact. Let's see what the problem is here." And see, Joshua should have done that. Joshua should have not said, and look at verse 7, "Alas, O Lord, wherefore hast thou at all brought this people over Jordan to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites and to destroy us?" Why Joshua say that again? Why did not Joshua say, dear God, what happened? What happened, dear God? Or Father, I'm so sorry, because we took Ai and we did it on our own and we failed. We should know that we can't go without you. We cannot take this without your power and your strength. So please, dear Lord, forgive us and let us go. Show us what the problem is. Show us if there's something in the camp that's a problem. What is the problem, dear Lord? Show us. And instead of that, why, Joshua immediately, you know, what's the deal here? You just bring us this far to destroy us? It wasn't a very fair statement for all that the Lord has done. And so after Joshua finds his face on the ground and everything, the Lord said unto him, Joshua, get up. Wherefore liest thou on thy face? What's the matter with you, Joshua? Israel has sinned. That's the problem. And they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded thee, for they have taken of the accursed thing. God told them back, let's see if we can find it back in the other chapter, where he said, do not take of the accursed thing. If we, I'm looking here quickly to see if we can find where the first command was of not to take of the accursed thing. You may be able to find it before I can lay my eyes on it. We find it to be in the 18th verse. And ye in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourselves accursed. And when ye take of the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel accursed and trouble it, all the silver and all the gold the vessels are consecrated unto the Lord, and they shall come unto the treasury of the Lord. And so that's found in verse 18 and 19 of chapter 6. And so that is where they were told not to take it and what would happen if they did. And we find here that Israel has sinned in verse 11 of chapter 7, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them, for they have taken of the accursed thing. They were told not to take of that accursed thing, just told them. And we find that it was only one individual, just one, that did it. And now in verse 12, therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you any more, except ye destroy the accursed from among you. Except you destroy the accursed from among you. Otherwise, I am not with you. And if God's not with them, they have no power, they have no strength, nothing, if God is not with them. So please understand, and our lives are the same way. If God is not with us, we have no power. We have no strength. We have no wisdom. There's a lot of men in this world that seem to think they're very, very smart. But if they leave God out of their plans, they're not smart at all. They're very ignorant people. And if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, because until you've called upon Him to be your Savior, and the Holy Spirit comes to live within your heart, upon that happening, then and only then will you begin to receive the power, the strength, the wisdom of God. Only then. And it is a wonderful strength. It's a wonderful walk. And it comes only through walking with the Lord Jesus each day. Now, as we look at this 13th verse, he tells Joshua, up, sanctify the people, and say, sanctify yourselves against tomorrow, for thus saith the Lord God of Israel, there is an accursed thing in the midst of thee, O Israel, and thou canst not stand before thine enemies until ye take away the accursed thing from among you. One individual sucked every inch of power away from this nation. They went up against Ai, a small little community, and got beaten. And they got run back. And it was a sad, sad day. And, you know, back in the other chapter there, Joshua wants to know. It says, O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turneth their backs before their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it and shall environ us around, will surround us and cut off our name from the earth. And what wilt thou do unto thy great name? In other words, you know, Joshua, he just kind of kept going there. He was beaten. He was defeated. He was he thought they were done, and you know, they're just going to come and they're going to kill us. That's what they're going to do. That was the effect that was upon this Joshua and the elders of Israel by this defeat of Ai. And so now we're finding that there's an accursed thing in the camp. And this accursed thing needs to be dealt with. God says no. When God says no, he means no. In the morning, therefore, ye shall be brought according to your tribes. And it shall be that the tribe which the Lord taketh shall come according to the families thereof. And the family which the Lord shall take shall come by households. And the household which the Lord shall take shall come man by man. And it shall be that he that is taken with the accursed thing shall be burnt with fire, he and all that he hath, because he hath transgressed the covenant of the Lord, and because he hath wrought folly in Israel. Now, so Joshua rose up early in the morning and brought Israel by their tribes, and the tribe of Judah was taken. Now, we start the process. We start the process. And as this process takes place, it's quite a step. And again, there were 36 men that were killed in the as they went to take Ai. Joshua was so surprised, he wondered what happened. And then when God called him up off, he said, get off your face, and I want to talk to you. I'm going to tell you what the problem is. There's sin here. I told you to stay away from that accursed thing, and you didn't do it. And so as long as that accursed thing is in the camp, you have no power, you have no strength. So he calls all Israel to stand before God. That's what Joshua does. And we find in that in verse 13, sanctify yourselves against tomorrow, for thus saith the Lord God of Israel, there is an accursed thing in the midst of all Israel. Thou canst not stand before thine enemies until ye take away the accursed thing from you among you. In the morning, therefore, ye shall be brought according to your tribes. And so each tribe come and stood before Joshua, I'm sure before the elders, but more important than all that is they stood before God. And as they stood before God, God would show Joshua which one. You know, the high priest had the Urim and the Thummim, and he could use those. God would use those. He doesn't use them anymore because we have the Holy Spirit today. We have his complete word today. But at that time, they did. They used it. It was in the pouch in the front of the high priest. It was an Urim and Thummim. Whether that was used here, because it says it cast lots to find which one it was, and so that's the common way that they would do it. And so each tribe, there's 12 tribes, each tribe was brought before, actually there's 13 counting the Levites, because if you'll remember right, when we get to it, and it's Joseph, his sons, they get a double blessing, and so Ephraim and Manasseh, they get as much as everybody else, and so that gives Joseph a double blessing. But whether it's 12 or 13 at this point in time, God calls them, and Joshua calls them before God, and so all Israel comes, and they stand one tribe at a time. And so each time Joshua would, you know, God would show which one. And when Judah came by, Judah was chosen to be the guilty party. That was the tribe that was guilty. And you could say that the lot fell upon Judah. All right. Then the next step is that then they go by families. And then as the Zarahites, it fell on them in the tribe of Judah. Well, it needs to get closer than that. And so now we come down to the household, and the household of die, Zab die. It fell upon that household. Well, then it came down to within that household, they checked each man. Now they need to check and see which man, and it fell on Achan. You see, God, that's quite a process, wasn't it? That's quite a process to go tribe, family, household, man, and it fell on Achan. And Achan answered, and he said, "Indeed, I have sinned." Now, let's kind of pick up now where we have read through. We started here in the 14th verse, and we come and down to verse 19. He is just found, and Joshua said unto Achan, "My son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now what thou hast done. Hide it not from me." All right, he has been caught. If Achan would have confessed when the defeat was there, if he would have said, "Oh, dear God, I have sinned," and come to the elders or come to Joshua and told him, "You know, Joshua, I have done this awful thing. Please, I deserve to die. And so, please, I don't desire that this would ever happen again. And so, please, let it be resolved. And whatever my penalty is, I will willingly take it." But you see, instead of that, we find that Achan didn't say a word until he was brought forward. Finally, when he was brought forward and he was found out, so to speak, then he confessed. And he says here, "Indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel." So in the 19th verse, Joshua calls for him to confess. And in verse 20, Achan does confess, "Indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus have I done." And so he confessed each part and everything to it. Which you think, okay, now that's all right. But you know, there's times that it's too late. And here with Achan, it's too late because he didn't come forward first. He come forward afterwards. And when I saw among the spoils, here's Achan's statement. You know, when I got into that Jericho and I saw the wealth and I saw the power, there was a goodly Babylonish garment, and there was 200 shekels of silver. 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight. And when I saw that, my heart, I coveted that. And when I coveted that, I took them, and behold, I hid them in the earth. I hid them in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver's under it. I just couldn't help myself. I just saw so many. Now, what was they supposed to do with this silver and this gold? Wasn't supposed to take the garment at all. But the silver and gold had a purpose. He stole that from God because that was supposed to go to the house of God. It's the only place that was to go. And that was its sole purpose for that to go into the house of God. But it didn't. It didn't because Achan decided to keep it for himself. Be careful, my friend. So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran into the tent, and behold, it was hid in his tent, and the silver under it. And they took them out of the midst of the tent, and brought them unto Joshua, and unto all the children of Israel, and laid them out before the Lord. So Achan confessed. Joshua sent some messengers to go find where it was at. And they found it. And they brought it back. And now we're going to see what's going to happen next. And so they found all this. And Joshua, all Israel with him, took Achan, the son of Zerah, and the silver and the garment and the wedge of gold and his sons and his daughters, and his oxen, and his asses, and his sheep, and his tent, and all that he had, and they brought them into the valley of Achor. Achan did it. But look who's going to pay the price. The sons and the daughters. All that he has, every possession that he has, is going to be taken from him. Every possession. The daughters and the sons and the daughters, the gold that he's taken, the silver that he's taken, the garment that he took, and his oxen and his asses and his sheep, his even his tent. I mean, everything. And all that he had, and they brought them into the valley of Achor. Joshua said, "Why hast thou troubled us? And the Lord shall trouble thee this day." And all Israel stoned him with stones and burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. And they raised over him a great heap of stones unto this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger, wherefore the name of the place was called the Valley of Achor unto this day. What a sad day. That sin in the camp weakened the whole power. The Lord of hosts was unable to turn loose his blessings to the nation of Israel to have a victory in Ai. Just could not happen. It hindered the blessings. It hindered the victory. It just didn't happen. And it couldn't happen. All because Achan did something. And it wasn't something that was commanded years before. It was something that was just told to them. But he did as so often we do. When I saw the spoils, when I saw it, I just couldn't help myself. And so I took it. And you know, it's the same way with our life. As many times we'll do something we shouldn't do, and it takes the very power of God away. And you think, boy, I shouldn't have done that. But you just got kind of caught up in the moment. And that's what happened to Achan. Achan, his daughters and his sons, and all of his possessions, including what he had stolen, we find to be taken away. What a sad, sad day. What a sad day for Israel to be defeated so early. Jericho, what a victory. Victories on the other side of the river before they came over. And then they go up against this little place of Ai, and come back beaten. All because Achan didn't listen. It's so important, my friend, that we listen. It's so important that we're obedient unto the Lord. We follow him. We praise him. What an effort went on here. What a plan. God is very organized. You know, sometimes you'll be in a church service sometimes that it's not very organized. And that's not God's way. Nothing's haphazardly. It's all very, very organized. And everything that God does is that way. And the same way here. Brought the tribes first, then he brought the families, then he brought the household, and then he came down to the men of that household, and it was found which one it was, Achan. That's what took place. And yes, Achan confessed, but not after he's caught. He had to be caught first, and then he fessed up to what he did. But by that time, it was too late for the hand of God to come and say, "I accept your offering." If he would have brought the proper sacrifice, something could have been done. But Achan didn't. The only reason that Achan confessed is because Achan was caught. And that's the way, again, most of us are. It's so important that we trust in the Lord Jesus and that we walk in him each day. I'm going to ask you a question, dear friend, a sweet, wonderful question. And that is, what are you going to do about Jesus?